Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction and your next chance to buy the Superior Way. Coming Thursday, May 14th, it'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30. The video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time with 34,550 head to be offered, over 10,000 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or for more information, as always, you can call Superior at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction, Thursday, May 14th, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. Crop progress numbers are out from USDA, and they give us enough information now that we're starting to get some feel on how we're doing this season. We're putting these spring planted crops in the ground really quickly up in the Midwest. The corn and soybean plantings way, way, way ahead of a year ago, and even the five-year average. We're looking at nationally 67% of the U.S. corn crop is now planted, two-thirds done. A week ago, we were 51%. Five-year average 56%. A year ago, we were only at 28%, and of course, we struggled all spring long in getting the corn crop and the soybean crop into the ground. Folks in Iowa, for example, right now, 91% planted this week versus 78% a week ago. A year ago, they were only at 45% planted. Oklahoma, 60% planted now versus 38% a week ago. Kansas, 61% planted now versus 42% 1 week ago. As far as soybeans are concerned, nationally, 38% planted now versus a week ago of 23%. We only had 8% planted at this point a year ago. For grain sorghum, the Oklahoma, now 10% planted. Normal will be 25%. Texas, 76% planted, 74% five-year average. Kansas, the biggest grain sorghum state, 5% planted, normally be just 2%. So they're just really getting started there. And as far as cotton is concerned, 32% now planted nationally. Oklahoma, 7%. Normal would be 16% for Oklahoma. Cool, dry conditions hurting our ability to get our 2020 crop in the ground. From our nation's capital, word comes that the CFAP, that's the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, it's been announced by the administration and comes from monies allocated by Congress in that $2 trillion CARES Act. We're getting closer to getting those rules out and to get sign up going. The rules have been submitted to OMB, is our understanding. One thing that was going to be different than the original proposed rules that were being talked about by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is the likelihood of higher payment limits than originally suggested by the administration. A lot of folks in animal agriculture and specialty crops too, both saying that the payment limits simply don't work in their particular areas of agriculture. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed and the Oklahoma Senate has confirmed Clay Bertram of Stillwater and Brent Boland of Ida Bell as the newest members of the State Board of Agriculture. Oklahoma FFA getting ready for a virtual night of awards. They'll be announcing several awards and new state officers for the coming year this evening on the Oklahoma FFA YouTube channel. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, neighbors, Superior Video Livestock Auction, their next sale coming up on Thursday, May 14th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 34,550 head. That includes 10,000 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. To check the schedule of when a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.